You know, I think there are times in our lives when we all feel like Jeremiah in the first reading. We feel like we're being persecuted, we're being attacked. We see, you know, people are coming at us from all sides. We really see no way out. We have these difficulties and these sorrows in our lives. We have just, it just seems like there are times in our lives where there's just nothing but difficulty. And it's easy at those moments to lose hope, to feel like we look around us and we say, this is it. Is this all? There's nothing else to life but all this pain and suffering and sorrow. I think we all go through times like that, and it can lead to despair. It can lead us to basically say there isn't anything more than all this suffering and sorrow. And so we start looking at what the world tells us or other tells us will bring us happiness, will bring us an end to that despair, an end to that suffering and that pain, or at least numb the pain so that we don't feel it anymore. So many at those moments will turn to drugs and alcohol. They'll get high, they'll get drunk, they'll numb the pain by using chemicals. Make it so that they don't have to think about the suffering that they're dealing with anymore. Sometimes we fall into sin. We fall into things that the world tells us will bring us happiness that really bring us more suffering, more pain in the long run. Well, at those moments, we need to be reminded that there is hope. We need to be reminded of this message of hope which we have, that the world is not the answer. And it's also not the end. But there's something greater waiting for us. And that despite the sin in the world, despite the suffering in the world, we have our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus who said, as it said in the second reading, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? That no matter how deep the suffering, no matter how severe the anguish, the pain, the sorrow that we're facing, the grace of God overflows. It's so much greater, so much more. God does not want us to remain in that suffering. He does not want us to remain in that pain, in that sorrow, in that anguish, in those attacks. He wants to pull us out of that. He wants us to enter into a relationship with Him that can bring the joy we seek, can bring the peace that we seek. One thing we need to recognize is that God knows us better than we know ourselves. God knows us so deeply that, as it says in this gospel, that even all the hairs of your head are counted. Now, admittedly, for some men, that's pretty easy. It's easier to count some men's hairs than others because there aren't so many of them. But God knows us so well that He knows how many hairs are on the top of our head. We don't even know that. We've never sat down and counted our own hairs. God knows us that intimately. And He knows what we need to come out of that sorrow, to come out of that pain, to come out of that suffering. And He, out of love, wishes to give it to us. All we have to do is enter into that relationship with Him and accept it. To enter into that personal relationship with God. To seek to come to know God as deeply as He knows us. You know, God is not some distant being off in the far reaches of the galaxy. He didn't just create the world and then walk away. He is here with us. He is here with us every time we come into the church in front of the Eucharist, but He is here with us as Christians. And He desires that we have that relationship with Him, that we seek to love Him as deeply as He loves us, that we seek to serve Him as deeply as He wishes to give Himself for us and to us. Sadly, of course, we don't do that. We cut ourselves off from God. We turn away from Him. That's what sin is. It's cutting us off. It's turning away. It's like cutting down a tree. We turn away from God and we follow what the world tells us is good. We see, St. Paul mentions Adam, the first man, You know, Adam and Eve, that they cut off all humanity from God. They fell into sin. But Jesus restored that relationship with him by our Lord Jesus becoming one of us, suffering, dying, and rising again. He restored that relationship between humanity and God. Now, we as individuals can choose to sever that relationship again. And we do when we fall into sin. This is why sin leads to death. Because it's a cutoff from God. God is life. Sin leads to death. And sometimes that sin leads to physical death, but it always leads to spiritual death. Because it is a rejection of the life that God gives us. Sin is not God punishing us. Death is not God punishing us. It's a rejection of God. It's deciding, I don't want God in my life. I want to turn away from him. I want to seek my own path, my own life. But God wants us to have that relationship with him. Now, this relationship is not just the absence of sin. It truly is a desire to seek to know God. And one thing we need to be aware of when we're seeking to know God is that he is different than us. He is not another human being. He is God. He is our creator. Without God, we would not exist. We are made in his image and likeness, not the other way around. We did not make God in our image and likeness. We made him, or he made us, in his. And so we need to recognize that as our creator, we need to have a different relationship with him than we would with any other person. Our Lord says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. There's a concept which we don't hear a lot about anymore, sadly. And I say it sadly because it is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that is fear of the Lord. Now, the fear of the Lord is not sitting at a corner somewhere trembling out of fear for God, being afraid that God will strike us down like lightning, like some of the Greek gods or the Roman gods or so on. We're not talking about that. We're talking about having awe and reverence for God. For recognizing that he is our creator. He is greater than us. And so deserves that respect. That in our relationship with him, there is that measure of respect, that measure of awe and reverence. That measure that God is greater than us and he deserves our worship. This is why when we come into the church, we genuflect before the tabernacle. Because we recognize that God is here. The second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, is present in the tabernacle. And so we genuflect. We go down to one knee out of respect. We don't do that before anybody else. We don't see someone on the street and we drop to one knee before them. That is something we've reserved for God alone. Out of respect and love for him. Out of that desire to enter into that relationship with him. So may we truly seek this fear of the Lord, this true awe and reverence, but also seek that relationship with God. That relationship to know him as deeply as he knows us. To be with him, to seek him, especially those moments of our lives when we are suffering, when we are dealing with difficulty or pain, may we truly seek the Lord.